Welcome into Opposing Views. Lisa Matthews, Mike Jarecki here with you, talking the Washington Redskins. They're 5-8, and Mike, they just lost to the Chargers on Sunday, 30-13, only managed to put up 13 points. Really struggled to move the ball in that game. What do you see from this offense?
Well, I still think Kirk Cousins, you know, I know that their record isn't obviously where they're pushing for a playoff berth, so you wonder if guys will go south, if the Cardinals can go out there and get a lead. I'm sure weather will be a factor. Cousins is completing 67% of his passes. He's thrown 22 touchdowns and only 9 interceptions, so he does a good job, you know, protecting the ball and moving the chains. Unfortunately, they just lost DeSean Jackson. He signed with Tampa. Pierre Garçon signed with the San Francisco 49ers. They've had 17 guys on injured reserve, so at this point in the year, they're just trying to finish. And I wonder about Jay Gruden and his future there.
Yeah, they definitely have seen a lot of guys go down, just as the Cardinals have. A chance to see former Arizona Cardinals safety DJ Swearinger alongside all-pro Josh Norman. Bruce Arians said, regardless of the record, regardless that they will not be making the playoffs, they're still going to come out with a fight.
Yeah, and I like the way the Cardinals played in the last game. I think, you know, they keep hearing how good these defenses are, and the Cardinals really did a nice job last week. I thought that made Marcus Mariota look average. Yeah, I mean, on paper, you win in Washington, you come back here and play the Giants, and who knows what's going to happen in Week 17. You can finish 8-8, if not 9-7. It's a much better record than a year ago, and I think it will give some momentum going into the offseason. Considering all the injuries, you're on your third-string quarterback, you lose your starting left tackle, now we're going to have the third starting left tackle in Will Holden. You lose Carson Palmer, you lose David Johnson. So for the most part, they've been able to keep this together. I've never questioned the effort. Sometimes they got to play a little bit more smarter as a football team, but I think if they finish strong, they'll have some momentum going into the offseason.
Yeah, we'll see if the Cardinals can get back-to-back wins for the first time this season in D.C.